It's 50 years this week since the BBC introduced a significant raft of changes. They all followed from a report called Broadcasting in the 70s. It was a short, fairly common sense report, concluding that they needed to put the right programmes on the right networks to ensure we knew what they were supposed to be doing.
The four national networks will be still more distinct. Radio 1, strictly pop. Radio 2, carrying light music from Sinatra to Lehar. Radio 3, perhaps only on VHF, with more classical music. And Radio 4 with mostly talk. And there are the prospects of an educational channel. This would need government help. And 40 local stations that could reach 9 out of 10 people in England.
In the report, they concluded that Radio 1 and local radio were all very good, but changes like that had been grafted piecemeal onto a tree planted in an earlier age of broadcasting. So Radio 2 became largely the home of sport. Radio 4 became a little more newsy, with the advent of programmes like PM.
It's PM at 5 PM. This is William Hardcastle
and Derek Cooper
with the programme that sums up the day, and your evening starts here.
All the news today, what the evening papers say, question time in the Commons, PM stock market report, what to look at and listen to tonight.
And also on Radio 4, the report prompted the start of The World Tonight. Its first presenter, Douglas Stewart.
I, or the presenter, would let them talk. And so we had this agreement that it was Douglas Stewart reporting, not Douglas Stewart opining or anything like that.
There was Analysis 2 and Start the Week and Comedy Series Weekending.
Doctors who advised patients with sexually transmitted diseases to use false names changed their minds after treating 350 Cecil Parkinson's. And that is the end of next week's news.
Weekending, just one of the new programmes on a revitalised Radio 4 this week in 1970. Cardiff, ba-da-da, commercial radio arrived in your town 40 years ago this week in the hands of a community outfit called CBC.
There it is. That is called I Hear You Now from John and Vangelis. The new sound for the capital, CBC 221 metres of the medium wave band. And, of course, that is the record that we've started off with. So, no doubt in 10 years' time now, we'll be saying, what record did we start off with? And we'll all be saying, ah, it was John and Vangelis. Good record, that.
Here we are 40 years ago, still talking about it. Happy 40th anniversary to the original team from CBC in Cardiff, later Dragon, and now Capital. That team actually involved Dan Damon. I think he's with the World Service. He interviewed me for a job at CBC in 1980, said he'd get back to me. He didn't. I suspect that cut never got to air, did it? It's an incredible 25 years since Kenny Everett died, and I suspect he'd be quite pleasantly surprised that people are still talking about him in such adoring terms.
Radio 1, Kenny Everett.
That's a group called the Yellow Balloon who found a song called Yellow Balloon, but after that they couldn't find anything else called Yellow Balloon, so they folded and went away. Now, where are we? Oh, yes, I feel great today.
You do, sir.
Oh, I feel fabulous, sir.
You look great, if I may say
thank
so.
Yeah. Thank you, it's my English rose complexion. I feel like going up to the Director General and saying, we've got a few cards today for the signature tune of the news, which goes, well, I haven't got the record, actually. I've left it at home. It's by William Boyce, and it goes... No, you can't beat an orchestra. How about this one?
Kenny, we still love you. He died aged just 50 this week in 1995. 3 years ago now, and Dave Berry's on the move.
That's it for your Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is our last show together on Breakfast, and it is my last day here on Capital. George and Lila are still going to be about, though.
Yeah, still going far.
As announced earlier this year, I have decided that the time is right for me to leave the warm embrace of Capital Breakfast, and this morning was my final show as its host. I must say that being the custodian of this radio behemoth for the past 5 years is something that I'll always be extremely proud of. And during my time here at Capital, I have had the privilege of working with some of the best people I ever could have known. At the risk of making this thing like an hour long by naming everybody, you know who you are, and I love you dearly. I've also been very fortunate, I'd like to point out, to have laughed every day that I've been to work.
Dave Berry moving to Absolute from Capital this week in 2017. So, with David Frost launching Virgin Radio on FM in London 25 years ago...
Don't you just hate smug DJs on arrogant radio stations? But hey, from the 10th of April, the talking stops and the music starts. Virgin 105.8. FM.
Dale taking over Pick of the Pops 20 years ago.
To be precise, the week ending the 13th of October 1973, I offer you two climbers outside the 20, new at 39, here's Paul Simon.
BCR launching in Belfast 30 years ago.
Morning, Greater Belfast. This is BCR coming to you live at 7:30 a.m. on Friday, the 6th of April, 1990. I'm Rick Nugent. This is The Breakfast Show. And boy, are we going to have fun today.
The death of Brian Matthew 3 years ago.
Yes, Dick Bentley and Jimmy Edwards will be on hand for the next 30 minutes with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton and the Keynotes, all inviting you to...
The death of Scottish Radio's Alex Dixon 2 years ago.
Well, if you haven't recognised his voice just now, you've just come down from the moon. We have with us Barry Norman.
The first edition of Home Truths on Radio 4 with John Peel 22 years ago.
Simon, this sounds really almost more interesting than your daughters. I don't wish to be insulting to them. But
the first I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue on Radio 4 48 years ago.
Minsk, Camp Russian Walk.
Wiltshire Sound, launching with Paul Chandler 31 years ago.
Good morning, this is BBC Wiltshire Sound, putting the Wiltshire back into radio. You're listening to Wiltshire Today with Paul Chandler. All you need to know to get your day off to the right start. News, current affairs, information and entertainment.
County Sound, launched by Frank Muir 37 years ago.
And I'm here really just to say four words. Welcome to County Sound. There. Not a wildly exciting announcement, and why should it be? To many of you, I'm just another voice on the air, and this is just another radio station.
Terry Wogan moving from Radio 1 to 2 48 years ago.
Hey, it's a great picture of you in the Radio Times.
Isn't it? It could be anybody. That's what's really great about it, isn't it? Why are you in colour and I'm not?
They know a star when they see one, baby.
Excuse me, it's back to the old routine, isn't it?
And Extra AM launching in the West Midlands 31 years ago.
8 o'clock this morning, XTRA, Extra AM, will begin playing those classic hits. I'm Les Ross, one of those classic hit players. And like you, I'm wondering whether Elvis Presley will turn up to officially launch the station. Not long now.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.